KUTX 98.9. That was Alejandro Escovedo with Always a Friend. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We have a couple of friends with us live in Studio 1A, two of the great Texas singer-songwriters, certainly two of the most popular. Robert Earl Keen on the right, Lyle Lovett on the left. And as you can hear, we have a live studio audience. Thanks again for everybody coming in this afternoon. So you gentlemen played last night at the Paramount Theater, and you'll be there again tonight. How did that go last night?
It went great.
Good.
Okay. No, it was really good. It was fun. We had lots of laughs. I mean, it's really, I mean, how lucky can you be just to sit up on stage and shoot the shit with your friends? Oh, did I say that on the radio? With your friends.
I didn't hear a thing.
And enjoy it, you know, and just, it was so good. I could do it every day.
Well, that's great. It's good to have you here. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedules. Naturally attired, I might add to our listening audience. Usually we don't see all in ties.
Well, people underestimate the importance of dressing for radio.
Well, there you go. So since I haven't been clued in, who's going to take the first song?
I think Lyle is.
Well, thank you, Robert.
Okay. Lyle Lovett.
Speaking of Texas singer-songwriters, one of my favorites, and someone that was really helpful to me when I first started playing my own songs, is Eric Taylor. I knew Eric when he lived in Houston, and makes his home now in Columbus and plays all over the world. But this is a song of Eric's I learned back around 1978 and finally recorded on my last recording.
Suddenly turned out to be, I've never held you gently, but I want to. I watch your friends come through the door, and I slide my feet across the floor. There are things I might ask, I don't need to. Can't you tell I'm telling you that I want to understand you? Well, I'm so for sitting, compromising thoughts on what I'm realizing. Ask me what I'm thinking. It's hard to say, 'cause the way I'm reeling, it could be most anything to do with you. Can't you tell I'm telling you that I want to understand you? Some things can remain unsaid now. You don't have to share your bed with me. It's a gentle thing we're making. We got the time for stronger weather. Till we get to know us better, we'll remain suspended. Can't you tell I'm telling you that I want to understand you? Oh. Can't you tell I'm telling you that I want to say I love you?
Thank you very much. Well, thank you very much. We need all you at the show this evening. Please come.
That was Lyle Lovett, and we're live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer, and that was a tune written by Eric Taylor.
Eric Taylor.
From your most recent album, Release Me?
It's called Release Me, yes.
Yes, okay. We've heard a lot about how your relationship sort of began on the front porch, on Robert's front porch, and we've heard different versions of that. Is there some way to, is there a definitive version you would like to give our audience?
I think Lyle has the definitive version.
Okay. Well, Lyle?
You know, Robert lived in a house close to school, about as close to school as this beautiful new building is. I guess we're at school, aren't we?
Yep. We're on the campus.
So yes. Not quite that close. But it was very near school, and we were... it was the place where everybody hung out. Everybody kept an instrument, and everybody got together. Robert and his roommate, Brian Duckworth, who you may know, were nice enough to let people hang out there at their house, even when they weren't there. And so there was always somebody to play a song with. There was always somebody to listen to. And they were very free about their record collection. Robert and Duckworth had a wonderful collection of a great bluegrass record collection, you know. I'd sit there and listen to the Stanley Brothers and the Kentucky Colonels and Bill Monroe records and Norman Blake records started realizing just how difficult it was to play the guitar from listening to those records. So it was quite an education. And Robert and Duckworth were just nice about it and let everybody hang out.
So
I guess that's pretty definitive,
That's it, I think so.
Anything you want to add to that, Robert?
No, I just want to say, Lyle mentioned that last night, and my brother said, finally, I understand it. I said, you were even there, and you should have understood it. But he didn't understand it. He goes, oh, now I understand it. Now that Lyle said it, I said, well, thanks a lot.
So do you remember the very first time you two kind of crossed paths and recognize each other? And
well, I remember my first memory was Lyle rode his bicycle by our house. Our house really was located just right on the edge of campus, and everybody either parked there or drove by there at one time or another. And Lyle used to ride by on a regular basis. And one time we're sitting out there, spitting snuff and doing whatever we're doing, whatever idiot behavior we've got going. And he rides up on his bicycle and says, hello, I'm Lyle Lovett, and I've heard you guys before. You sound really good. And we go, yeah, right, sure. 10 speed, whatever we wanted to call him. Hey, 10 speed, And I'm sitting there thinking, this guy's got a lot more on the ball than we do, You guys ought to be nice to him. So he says, hey, can I play a song? And he plays a song. I said, God, a guy that can sing, how fantastic. So it was really memorable for me. And then we became friends, had some classes together, and spent a ton of time together.
We're here live in Studio 1A with Robert Earl Keen and Lyle Lovett. I believe it's your turn, Mr.
Okay.
Keen.
We were standing on a mountaintop where the cactus flowers grow. I was wishing the world would stop when you said we better go. We took a rowboat across the Rio Grande. Captain Pablo was our guide. For $2 in a weathered hand, he rode us to the other side. We were dreaming like it was not outside, and we dreamed all afternoon. That's the world awaiting. We gonna celebrate a gringo honeymoon. We We stepped out onto the golden sand. The sun was high and burning down. Rented donkeys from an old blind man. Saddled up and rode to town. Tied a donkeys to an ironwood tree. By the stream where children played. We went in the first place we could see. Serving cold beer in the shade. We were drinking like it was not a sign. We drank all afternoon. That's the world away. We gonna celebrate a gringo honeymoon. Met a cowboy who said that he was running from the DEA. He left his home, his wife and family when he made his getaway. We followed him on down a street of dust to his one-room run-down shack. He blew a smoke ring, then he smiled at us. I ain't never going back. We were flying like it was not inside. It was so that afternoon. That's the world away. We gonna celebrate a gringo honeymoon. Said there's one last place that you should go. He took us to the town's best bar. He knew a crusty caballero who played an old gut string guitar. And he sang like Marty Robbins could. Play like no one I've known. For a while we knew that life was good. And it was ours to take back home. We were singing like it was not inside. And we sang all afternoon. That's the world away. We gonna celebrate a gringo honeymoon. We were standing on a mountaintop where the cactus flowers grow. I was wishing the world would stop when you said, we better go.
Robert Earl Keen live in Studio 1A, Gringo Honeymoon. That goes back a few years, huh?
I think 1994. I think that's when I put out that record.
It was interesting listening to it. I pictured something I'd read a while back that somebody related your songs to kind of Cormac McCarthy's writing and the mm-hmm. kind of the border and stuff. Is that somebody who was influential to you at all at any
Definitely.
Level?
Definitely. We're playing in Santa Fe. I'm trying to get him to come out.
Ah.
I don't know him, but I just I'm using this radio opportunity to say, hey, Cormac, we're going to be in Santa Fe. We'd love you to come out.
He's kind of a reclusive
love
guy.
Love to meet you. Yeah. No, I kind of had an obsession with him, actually. So he probably doesn't want to come out. You know, I got a bunch of pictures of me standing in front of the gate of where he's supposed to hang out. You know. Pretty scary.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, on the other hand, Cormac, thanks a lot for everything you do.
There we go.
Well, Robert.
He's bound to show up now.
Yeah. Congratulations are in order. I understand you won some Lone Star Music Awards. You're the first inductee into their Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah.
And also your band won, I guess, Live Band of the Year.
Oh, I thought you were talking there? About the Lone Star Beer Award that I got.
No.
Hall of Fame beer drinker. Yeah, right. Yes. Oh yeah, that thing, that was great. Yeah, that was fantastic.
Well, congratulations.
No, it was really fun. It was a really great time, and getting an award for the for us as a band was really exciting, because we play all the time, and I think we play really great shows, and we play great together, and we've been together for almost 20 years, so it was nice to get some kind of recognition like that. That was great. Right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And the more awards you give the band, the less you have to pay them. Really, it's
great. So
all of them are vice presidents in my vice president.
So both of you are, you know, storytellers, and that's part of what this presentation is at the Paramount Theater. Where does that come from both of you? From the same area of kind of eastern part of Texas. Did you grow up hearing stories told, or where does that come from y'all?
The people I'm related to tell a lot of stories, and you know, I think you sort of, if you grow up around people that talk a lot, you just have to, you learn to hold your own. But I think that oral tradition is just part of what Texas is about, I think.
You have also, if I can paraphrase, have said, writing is the easy part. Having a good idea is what's difficult.
Well, having a good idea is really difficult, but writing is hard too. I don't mean to oversimplify that. You know, it's all really hard.
Once you've come up with the idea, is the writing any easier? Or?
Well, certainly, it's much easier to write if you have an idea.
Yeah. Okay. Duh.
Otherwise, you sort of, you know, wander around like we're doing right now. Yeah.
Well, we're trying to focus in here, but we're here with Lyle Lovett and Robert Earl Keene. They're playing at the Paramount Theater tonight, and they've been kind enough to drop by and serenade us with some of their songs. What do you have next for us, Lyle?
Well, here's a song that started with an idea.
Good.
For sure. You know, talking about Robert and how nice he was about letting us hang out. At his house, when Robert would get really busy, rather than run us off, as he should have done, he would leave himself. He would, if he had a big project due or something important to do that required time to himself, he would check into a motel, that's really true. And he was always very nice about it, but he would encourage each of us that hung out at the house to pursue interests that would take us away from the house, for example. And if you didn't really think about it, I mean, he was so good about it, you'd think he was just, well, this Robert, he's really on my side here, trying to get me to, and leave, really, is what he was doing. There was a little business down from Robert's house that was kind of a cross between Waterloo Records and Oat Willie's, and run by a really thin guy with a long beard and little round glasses from Abilene named Buck. And they sold those really weird square kind of boxes that had those discs in them. I don't know what they are, but they are.
Well, Robert Earl is a friend of mine. You know, he's always looking after my best interest. He told me, well, LP, you need to get some action and get your head back in line. You need to get out on your own, boy. This hanging around here's got to stop. And get out on your own, boy. And take a little trip to the record shop. I said the record shop, but Robert, I don't need no records. He just smiled, he said, what you need is a record lady. A record lady. She got the cutest little cartridge that you've ever seen. She's a phonographic dream. Well, I didn't waste no time about it. I put on my coat and shoes. I packed up my old rocking chair and I left them hell on Church Street Blues. And I went down to the record shop. What else could I do? She was 5'1¾". With larger claims, she was 5'2". And she looked at me with her big green eyes. She said, can I help you find something? I said, what you got on special? Regular lady. A regular lady. She got the cutest little cartridge that you've ever seen. She's a phonographic dream. Well, acting very sophisticated, I began to browse around. I walked up to the record lady and I said, I sure do like what I have found. I told her, well, it would be so beautiful. Please come away with me. And we could run down to Istanbul. Or maybe even in Gay Perry. And she looked at me with her big green eyes. She said, can I help you find something? I said, what you got on special? Regular lady. Regular lady. She got the cutest little cartridge that you've ever seen. She's a phonographic dream. Said, a phonographic dream. Well, one day, you know, I will see my phonographic fantasy in sweet fulfillment to the last detail down in Acapulco, even somewhere else. Just a her and me together the whole day long. And her and me together playing them records all night long. She's a regular lady. A regular lady. A regular lady at the record shop. She said it's been in mama. Don't never stop my regular lady. My regular lady.
That's a song to all of us who are vinyl junkies. I'm sure there are a few of us in the room. Were you a big record collector?
I bought as many records as I could afford, and usually they always had records that were on special, and you could get them, and it was a place, you know, you go into the records, but just like going into, just like John Kuntz takes care of you and says, you know, the Buck would walk up to you and say, oh, you got to check this out, you know. He handed me a Rykuta record, first Rykuta record I ever bought, and said, into the Purple Valley, he said, yo, you need this. And he was right.
Well, we talked earlier about how the two of you met. You were both students at Texas A&M. What's it like coming on the UT campus?
Gratifying. Yeah.
How
especially
so?
When I get paid by the University of Texas. Something really sweet about that.
Well, you know, one of the great folk venues is on the campus, and that's the Cactus Cafe, and both of you have played there for many years. Anything you want to say about its importance to Austin music and just the folk scene in Texas?
You know, without the Cactus Cafe, I probably wouldn't have gotten to play in Austin. It was Griff Lundberg when Griff ran the Cactus all those years. You know, Griff would let me play, you know, once a month, once every 6 weeks, and it was just really important to me. It was, you know, people would, the same, you know, 5 or 10 people would show up every time. And, you know, I got to know those people well enough to borrow money from them. It was really a... But it was, you know, being able to play the Cactus Cafe, being able to play a place that had a great reputation for original music, you know, it helped. It helps people starting out because people think, well, if they're playing the Cactus, they must be something, so we'll check it out. And that, I mean, so it really helped give me credibility.
Mm-hmm. Robert, any fond memories of playing the Cactus?
Yeah, I love the back door at the Cactus because you could go, you know, like no matter how, if good or bad, you would walk up from the back back of the room and then get on stage and stuff like that. And then you could just step out the back door, right?
Yeah.
And it was always like, yes, this is, I mean, so you came in this one way and always left the other way. And my car was always parked by that back door. So I don't know any other club in America like that one. That was really fantastic. But I saw a lot of great stuff there and certainly had some good times with Griff and, probably too many good times. You know, more graft from the University of Texas, as far as I'm concerned.
And the Cactus is still going strong, I'm glad to say.
Yes.
Robert Earl Keen and Lyle Lovett. Lyle Lovett, Robert Earl Keen, they're playing tonight at the Paramount Theater, a little larger venue. In fact, yesterday I was cleaning out some stuff, and I ran across an Austin Chronicle from about 1990, and you were playing the Paramount Theater.
You know, the Paramount is a wonderful venue, isn't it? I remember going to the Paramount the first time in 1975 to hear Willis Allen Ramsey. Mm. Don Sanders had come over from Houston. He was stuck in traffic and was sort of holding up the show. And I remember him walking in the front door and then sort of down that right side aisle, carrying his guitar case, sort of, you know, in a trot toward the stage. He walked straight up the stage, started playing. It was a wonderful, wonderful show. Willis played a wonderful set as well. And then I saw in 1980, saw Uncle Walt's band open for Rye Cooter, and that was on Rye Cooter's Borderline album tour when Rye Cooter was playing with John Hyatt's band. And that was the first time I'd ever seen John Hyatt. So I've seen so many wonderful shows in there. And then so getting to play there is always feels like a big deal to me.
All right, keeping the tradition alive there at the Paramount. Well, Robert, I think you have the last say this afternoon.
I do? Oh, well, yeah. Fantastic. I would like to talk about a few issues that are important to me, close to my heart. Getting back to, you know, when Lyle and I first met and played around, one of the things that I always felt that, you know, writing songs was important, and Lyle was writing a lot of songs, and go over to his house and listen to his recordings of himself and these different songs, and that's really what I thought was the way to go. I was playing in a bluegrass band at the time and playing with a couple other string bands and different things like that, but I always thought that, you know, writing songs was what I wanted to do, and I thought Lyle really had the take on it. He had figured it out. And so, you know, I'd run a few songs by him, and I always kind of felt like, you know, he's just being nice. And then when he'd say, you know, that's really good, and I would say, yeah, sure. Okay, so I wrote this song, I think after I'd moved to Austin, after I'd graduated from A&M and moved to Austin, and I wrote this song, and I called Lyle up. I said, I have a song you're really going to like. And I think now, after all these years, I realize why I realize this song works, and it's because Lyle always is able to give this great personal perspective in all his songs. And sometimes mine feel just like observations or something, or they're just fun songs, or I just like to curse or something. But this one, I felt like I'd really kind of grabbed onto that whole idea of being able to have some real perspective. So I ran this by Lyle, and he did like it, and maybe he'll sing with me on this a little bit. It's a busted old town, the plains of West Texas. The drugstore's closed down, The rivers run dry, the semis roll through like stainless steel stallions, going hard, going fast, going wild, rolling hard, rolling fast, rolling by. The mission still stands at the edge of the plateau. A stone marks the graves where the old cowboys lie. Asleep in a town, in a town, just a young man. Going hard, going fast, going wild. Rolling hard, rolling fast, rolling by. Driving don't play, no Friday night picture, no big silver screen to light up the sky. And gone are the days of post-war time lovers, going hard, going fast, going wild. Rolling on, rolling fast, rolling.
Stand here at the last filling station, how the wind mourns a dirge to a coyote's cry. And I'm back in my car, and I'm out on the highway, going hard, going fast, going wild. Rolling hard, rolling fast, rolling.
Me, I stand here at the last filling station, while the wind moans a dirge to a coyote's cry. I'll jump in my car, out on the highway, going hard, going fast, going wild. Rolling hard, rolling fast, rolling. Going hard, going fast, going wild. Rolling hard, rolling fast, rolling
Robert Earl Keen and Lyle Lovett. Lyle Lovett, Robert Earl Keen, thanks so much for your time.
Jay, thanks
and your
for your
songs.
Song.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Jay. Yeah.
You can catch them tonight at the Paramount Theater. Is this a tour that's going on for a while together?
Yes, tomorrow we'll be in Houston. Houston at Anderson Fair. We're doing a fundraiser for Anderson Fair. And then on Friday, we're in San Antonio at the Majestic Theater, and then I believe it's
Saturday we're in Wichita Falls.
Wichita Falls, that's right.
And then Sunday we go out to Santa Fe through the end of next week. Mm-hmm. Clear into next week we play.
Great, a long tour. I'd like to thank Cliff Hargrove, who does a wonderful job as our engineer. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Thanks for tuning in. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.